Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Dan from Conquest Consultancy. Lovely having you back again, Dan. But before we go any further, Dan, just introduce your guest today. But before we do that, obviously introduce yourself and tell us who you are.
Hi, my name's Dan Adams, Managing Director of Conquest Consultancy, a social media management company based in Camberley. I'm here today with one of my clients, Andrew Rudkin, the headmaster of Lyndhurst School in Camberley.
Very nice. So Andrew, just sort of tell us about what you do. We know you're a headmaster, but what else do you do?
So Lyndhurst School is the only independent school in Camberley. We take children from the age of 3 through to 11. We are co-ed, and we are very much about the individual child.
So Andrew, today we'll be talking about the impact of social media in schools, which I'm sure is a massive impact. As time is going on, I'm sure you're finding it something that is becoming more prevalent in discussion, something that has to be discussed and addressed. So tell us what we'll be talking about today, Andrew.
So I started working with Dan and Conquest 2 years ago. We were reviewing our marketing and felt that the modern impact really would be on pushing out through social media. We didn't have the resources, so approached Dan, and we have been finding it extremely impactful over the last 2 years.
Amazing. So Dan, what did you do for them? So that just give everyone a background of what you did.
Of course. I think in terms of social media for schools, it's about creating a community, but an online community, because parents obviously send their children off to school in the morning. The children come home, what did you do at school today? And the classic answer is nothing. You know, whereas the parents actually want to be part of the community and what did their child do at school today, what's been going on in the classroom, and they can immediately see on a daily basis what clubs the children have gone to, whether there's been an art competition, what sporting competitions they've been to, etc. So they, instead of actually going just onto a website to read that news, it's directly into their social media channels.
Amazing. And I'm sure the parents find that, you know, much easier to, in terms of knowing what's going on with the school and just keeping tabs with what their children are up to.
This is it, exactly. But also it gives them very quick ability to be able to then share that news with grandparents, aunts, uncles and whatnot, you know, of what that child has been up to during the day.
Amazing. And how did this benefit you guys, Andrew?
Well, funnily enough, our first thought was to use it as a way of marketing the school to new customers. But actually, we are as Dan has just mentioned, we're finding that the whole community is benefiting. So the staff are buying into it. The pupils are enjoying seeing the social media, the parents. And again, we're getting more referrals through it because the whole community feels part of the news. They're sharing it. And then that has impact on potential customers as well.
And is this used on normal social media channels that we know, or is this a special app that's created for the school? How does this work?
We put it through our website, but okay. We use Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
All have their own benefits, but the Instagram is growing. We like seeing pictures. We like seeing the pictures of the children. The parents enjoy seeing that. It gives a great snapshot of the week, of the term, of the year. Facebook and Twitter posts every week, at least three mostly. And we're pushing the information to Dan, and Dan is doing his magic with it.
Yeah. And how do you feel so far this has been beneficial to you? So, you know, if somebody's looking from the outside looking in and they're still skeptical, because I think a lot of people think they can manage social media on their own, and that's usually the common misconception, is we're so busy, especially in business, and you know, you being a headmaster, I'm sure you're busy, so social media isn't something we'd all expect you to be thinking about, you know, in terms of priority. But how has this benefited you in terms of just your ability to engage with the students, or even just understanding what the students want from social media?
I feel that it's one less thing to worry about. Mm. I feel that we are doing the right thing with social media. I feel like we are engaging. I feel that our parents want this information instantly and on the move. Dan is easy to work with. Dan knows the school well, so it feels like he's one of our staff. We feel like it's a double act. We still have the control in as much as we are sending him the information, and we talk regularly about the content, but actually we don't have to do it. We know it's being done. We know we're not missing out. And it is building and building.
Excellent. And Dan, how has this sort of contributed to your overall sort of business, just being able to have an impact on this school or just observe their growth? How has their growth been on social media ever since you started working with them?
Well, it's, another angle for it is, as well as the community, obviously, is the ability to reach for events. So obviously with Facebook you can post events on there, so I'm able to work with the school very closely to raise the promotion of PTA events, whether it's a quiz night or whether it's glass blowing that they've actually got coming
Amazing.
Up this week. And so the PTA is able to reach a far wider audience rather than just the parents also, you know.
Yeah, and I guess I think a lot of parents are engaged with social media as well. It's not just the young people. So I'm sure for parents as well, it's easier. Again, like you said, it's quick, it's easy, and it's to the point, and it's more engaging for them when they're able to engage on social media. So what do you have coming up? Where do you see this going in terms of just sort of engaging with schools, with businesses? How do you want to go about it?
I think it in building the community isn't just within the school as well.
Yeah.
It's building a community with other schools locally. So I've now built relationships, or should we say virtual relationships, through social media with other schools in the area where Lyndhurst are, let's say they're going to a netball match or a, and then obviously on the social media we're linking up with them, wishing both teams the best of luck and whatnot, and it works back from them as well now, so they're tweeting about Lyndhurst as well. So it doesn't have to be a competition, it's part of the real schooling community.
I'm finding it beneficial to be again linking with future schools, with even the Camberley community actually, so other small businesses, and again it creates that family feel, that community feel, sharing news, celebrations, events coming up, and it's working extremely well.
Amazing. And I think again I just like to highlight that it's important again to have somebody like Conquest Consultancy who's there to help you do that, because I think I speak to so many businesses who feel like they just can't keep up with their social media, so it's nice to be able to know that you have a business who's able to take that over for you and sort it out.
I think the other key is that people get quite protective of their social media. Having Dan and Conquest, it is a very personal relationship. It's a very professional relationship. It's Dan understands the business, and we feel we're pushing it forward together.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in today. We thoroughly appreciate that. It's good to know that social media is having, not only, because I think there's a lot of negativity around social media as well, but it's nice to know that there is some positive aspects like connecting the community through Conquest Consultancy doing that. So thank you very much for coming in today, Andrew and Dan.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.